Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Have we got a news note roundup for you? From HBO exploring a Jon Snow-centric Game of Thrones sequel to Obama drama and Vince McMahon steps semi-away from WWE, we'll explain. Also ahead, our classic trivia question, 2 up items, our takeaway of the week, and a commentary about a TV festival for the Big Apple. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on Spotify, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Acast, Verbal, Reason, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to all the good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A good start of your Father's Day and Juneteenth weekend to you and you and especially you out there. Happy to have you with us for the third of our 3 live episodes this week for the program all about TV's current and future. 89 gorgeous and hot degrees here in the New York metro area. It is supposed to go down to the mid-60s tonight, hopefully in time for the return of Midsummer Night Swing's latest effort at the Josie Robinson Plaza outside Lincoln Center where the fountain is. I know a lot of people will be there. It's swing jazz night, and it should be a dandy. And if you're in the area, give it a try. Maybe I'll dance with you. So we'll see. Anyway, we have a lot to get to today. It's you, me, and a lot of news and commentary for you. So why not be part of the program? Give us a call if something moves you. What you have to do is use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And our chat room is open and ready for you, so give it a go. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room, either way, you're involved. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Let's be live with you. Let's go ahead and give you a great carnival of news notes for a Friday afternoon. Jon Snow fans, you have reason to believe this Friday afternoon, HBO has started the wheels on creating a Game of Thrones sequel series featuring the popular character played on GOT by Kit Harington. What's more, according to several entertainment news sources, Harington, a double Emmy nominee for that role, will again be Snow if a series happens. No reaction at this hour from HBO. In a separate development, HBO is ready to roll out the rehearsal July 13th. Nathan For You star Nathan Fielder guides people from different walks of life into confronting situations with the help of resources ranging from construction crew, simulation actors. It should be quite a show. WWE Chief Executive Vince McMahon has agreed to move out of his role as company board members and independent investigators explore misconduct allegations. For now, daughter Stephanie McMahon will be the interim CEO. However, Vince McMahon can stay involved with WWE's creative team and is expected to show up tonight during SmackDown's episode live on Fox, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. At long last, Barack and Michelle Obama are getting their first scripted TV series to Netflix customers. Production starts next week on Bodkin, a dark comedy involving a bunch of podcasters who visit Ireland to track the whereabouts of 3 strangers and end up finding more than the proverbial bargain for. Will Forte will headline the cast of this Higher Ground undertaking. Higher Ground is the production company formed a couple years ago by Barack and Michelle Obama, former president and first lady, with Jazz Chef and Alex Metcalf as co-showrunners. In another apparent cutback move from Warner Bros. Discovery, TBS is bagging new dating adventure series The Big D. 10-hour-long episodes were set to start running there July 7th, hosted by the Bachelorette personalities JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers. The idea? 10 divorced couples seek new romances inside their party. A TBS official explained through a statement that the program was sacked closer to launch as part of an assessment of network strategies. Now, quickies, When Call of the Heart will get a 10th season on Hallmark Channel next year. The end is nigh. Bill Nye's long-expected Peacock series about surviving and preventing natural disasters starts, finally, August 25th. Season 3 of popular Hulu tune, Solar Opposites, begins July 13th. 11 new episodes are on the way. And a beauty parlor catering to plus-size clients will be the subject of new unscripted WE TV series Super Size Salon, or Salon, that's coming July 29th. All Be Okay, All Black, will give the series a second run the following week. That's Super Size Salon, coming July 29th on WE TV. then premiering the following week on All Black or All BLK. And that is News Notes for today. We will be with you next Monday. That's when a lot of people will be marking Juneteenth, which actually takes place on Sunday, but it ends up being celebrated in many areas on Monday. And we will be on Monday, and we do have a guest for you. It is the person who put together an interactive TV venture in Israel that's now trying to make in the United States. The venture is called In the Game. It's the co-founder and chief executive officer, Avraham Sharon. He'll be with us live on Monday. And 1 week from today, our lead guest will be the executive producer of a new PBS kids series that's been in the making for quite a while. It's called Alma's Way. And one of the executive producers is someone you've all come to know as one of the key characters on Sesame Street. Sonia Manzano is one of the executive producers. This is her creation. She'll be with us live along with one of the other EPs. That's next Friday, 3:30 Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tamabe Televised. And we may have some more guests as well, so do plan to be with us then. In a moment, our classic trivia question of the week, a pair of up segments, our takeaway of the week, and a commentary about TV festivals. And it's high time we get one back here in New York City. More about that shortly, but first we have some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. One of the most anticipated TV shows of the summer is coming up next month. It's The Terminal List, based on the best-selling set of books by Jack Carr. And Carr's latest adventure of The Terminal Man, In the Blood, is now available in audiobook format. Well, you don't have to wait until the series premieres next month to get it. You can get the word out and get going right now to get that audiobook in your hands. Well, how do you do that? You get a one-month trial with Audible.com. In case you don't know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 250,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast sites, and our great website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And what do you get? You get a free audiobook, a one-month trial. You get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And you also get, while supply lasts, very important and maybe life-saving health and wealth information. If you're already an Amazon Prime customer, you get two audiobooks during your one-month trial to hear. And one of them can be from the growing catalog, the fast-growing catalog, I might add, of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio series, podcast presentations, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, great one-woman and one-man shows, and so much more. So how about making today or this Father's Day, Juneteenth weekend, the time that you decide that Audible, it can give you a great opportunity to really change the way you hear the world, actually transform the way you hear the world. And again, it makes a great gift for you or someone you love. So for all the details, go right ahead to audibletrial.com/televised. You will be glad you did. And again, one more time, can't say it enough, makes a great gift for you or someone you love this Father's Day, Juneteenth weekend, or any time of the year ahead. Well, now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We introduced the question on Wednesday's program 48 hours ago. So here it is one more time. We have two prizes in play. We have the wonderful book, The Unexpected Danny Green, by our recent TWBT guest, author, former TV executive Paul Friedman. And by the way, that book is getting so many rave reviews that a lot of people think it might be up to become a scripted TV series sometime down the road. And we also have, in time, of course, for the holidays, the Loud How Christmas card set, cards and envelopes for you. And they can both be your prizes if you know the answer to this question. On T.J. Hooker, what does T.J. stand for? On T.J. Hooker, the popular series starring William Shatner playing a police officer, training new recruits, including Adrian Smed and Heather Locklear, some other people too. James Dam was in that show as well. It had three seasons on ABC, another one late night on CBS. What does TJ in TJ Hooker stand for? If you know the answer, you know what to do. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you got to do it by email, you win both prizes. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. Either way, we'll post the question, and of course, we'll take your emails if need be throughout the weekend. So let's see if we can get our latest winner in some time during this Father's Day, Juneteenth weekend. And of course, if we do, you'll hear about it on our special Juneteenth episode Monday afternoon. One more time, here's the question. on TJ Hooker, what does TJ stand for? SimonApple04 at yahoo.com. That's the email to use. If you're one already, it does not count for you. And get in the game today. Get your trivia smarts going. Do so, and all the very best. Now it's time for Up as an Update, where we catch up on guests and topics on this program. And on this Friday afternoon, we have two items for you. First up, on May 19th, we have a wonderful segment with Christina Shepherd, who is the head of agency partnerships at Roku. We had her on because during Roku's New Front event earlier in May, they disclosed that we're going to get into the area of shoppable television. And we're going to do so by presenting commercials, offering products and services that you, the Roku or Roku channel viewer, can order or buy using your voice or your voice command or remote control. And you don't have to use a second screen, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop. You don't have to use a Q code. It's all done through the television set. It turned out to be a terrific conversation. And as we learned from Christina on that day, there's really two campaigns in play, one involving the ad community and advertiser community at large, the other involving retailers. Well, 48 hours ago, a retailer got involved. Walmart, the nation's number one player in that field. And this summer, when Roku launches the shoppable TV project, Walmart will be right in their lockstep. They will be presenting special products that you can buy using Roku's shoppable TV format. We don't know yet what products. We don't know yet when it will exactly start, and it will be starting this summer. And you better believe that a lot of retailers, whether it's competitors to Walmart, direct ones like Target, whether it's places like Costco or Big Lots, or especially retailers like Nordstrom, Crate and Barrel, Williams-Sonoma, or the low-price place like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, you better believe that every retailer in this country, certainly on the national level and maybe on the regional local level, they're going to be following what Walmart does with this project. We are talking about the addition of a new multi-billion dollar revenue stream into the world of television. We will stay on this story. We're going to next week invite somebody from Walmart to come on our program to talk about this. We understand that Walmart will have access not only to Roku, but also Roku's brand studio, so they can create the messages that you'll be able to watch and order products and services for. So next week we will invite somebody from Walmart to come on the program and talk about their size. And keep in mind also that a few years ago, Walmart was thinking about getting an interactive television by making a $250 million investment in Samsung's interactive TV project, Echo, which, by the way, is still out there. And we're wondering, is there any way that Echo could be tied in with Roku and their shoppable ad format? We'll see. And that's why we're going to try to get a hold of Walmart, a key executive there, to come on this program. We'll keep you posted. Now, we have a second item that just came to light today. Remember back on April 7th, we had Jeff Valdez. He was the person that put together the Brothers Garcia long-running sitcom for Nickelodeon. He was the first of the Nickelodeon sitcoms back in the 1990s. And more recently, he brought the program back as the Garcias on HBO Max. Well, we learned this afternoon that Valdez and crew are not very happy, at least in their mind, with the fact that HBO Max is not encouraging Emmy Award voters to consider them for some of the categories for the upcoming Primetime Emmy Awards. So, and I kid you not, I have a news release on my computer screen to back it up. Starting today, the famous Naked Cowboy, I mean it, the famous Naked Cowboy of Times Square is going to be patrolling the square here in the Big Apple, Midtown Manhattan, and he is going to sing the praises of the Garcias. I kid you not. He's going to sing the praises of the Garcias today, tomorrow, through the weekend, even into early next week. And it's hoped that if he does so, and he keeps on doing it, that maybe some Emmy voters who walk by the square or come into town for the weekend, that they may take notice. And maybe, just maybe, they might be thinking, yeah, I should see the Garcias on HBO Max, where they're still playing, and maybe give it some Emmy love. Will it work? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Emmy judging, I believe, is still going on, and we should have the nominees sometime in July. And we'll keep you posted how this goes. So, and if you want to hear our interview with Jeff Garcia from April or with our guest from Roku from last month, go to our homepage anytime this weekend. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Both episodes are also available on our website. Tomorrow will be televised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrow will be televised.onpodium.com. Remember, if you go to the website, you have to hyphenate the words tomorrow will be televised before you dot and then do onpodium.com. Just saw it a couple of minutes ago before we went on the air. Looks great. And incidentally, if you would like to comment on the program, if you have a question about TV, a question about a guest we have on or a subject we cover, or if you want to inquire about a subject you think we ought to cover in the world of television, well, use the bottom of the screen to let me know. And if we use your question on the air in some way, you, of course, will get the credit. So check it out. Tomorrow will be televised.onpodium.com. And now let's get to our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, where we highlight a development that takes place this week that you should take away from as something impacting the future of this medium. It's really been amazing over this year so far, and really over the last 2 years plus, that on this program we have introduced you to a wide variety of new television networks that are getting to you, the viewer, through smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles available through those products. In recent weeks, we've had Tom Skerritt, the actor, and his Evergreen channel showcasing Pacific Northwest milestones, memorials, talent in front and behind the camera, culture, lifestyle. Last week, we brought you Aperture, the new service that's showcasing the next generation of new scripted, unscripted TV talent. We also brought you the new service from Ovation, America the Beautiful, earlier this week. Joy Sauce, the website for American Asians or Asian Americans that may become a television service. Independa, the fast-growing telehealth service that's interactive. And so many, many more. Well, 48 hours ago, on our program this past Wednesday, our special, we led off with an incredible story about a husband and wife team by the name of Michael and Jen Benzetta and the venture they founded last year called Pizzetta Media, where last November, with not a lot of people hearing about it and certainly no press, they launched five new television services available on smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles that showcased, four of the five, the day-to-day work of emergency personnel, first responders, healthcare professionals, police and other safety officials, and a network devoted to the world of zoos and zookeepers. Well, they started a roll, and we had them on, Michael and Jen on, this past Wednesday, and it was an amazing conversation. And I was very much moved by what they had to say. I was really moved by the fact that with not a lot of publicity and whatever resources they could scrounge, they got these services up and running, and they're now starting to get advertised support. And they're not done. They have more ways they want to make their mark as the months go on. And the takeaway I got from not just that interview, Many of the interviews we have had so far this year and in the last 2 years plus is that we are truly in an era of the new TV network creators and entrepreneurs. Independent, finding ways to get their services on the air, and maybe more than not, they're going to make it. We are seeing an incredible era take place in front of our eyes. This incredible assembly of smart TV products and multi-channel bundles you get within these products, that they are coming to light and bringing to light a whole new wave of entrepreneurs who are out to create the next generation of television channel. And they're doing it. And there's more to come. It is very, very exciting, and in a way, it's very humbling. And for anybody who is wanting to get into this field of television, it's very inspiring. You should know that yesterday our replay numbers jumped, and jumped big, especially for Wednesday's interview that led off our program. In fact, it looks like this episode is our front runner for the most listened to episode of the month. And that's just in the last 48 hours. And that's just for Blog Talk Radio, not to mention all of our podcast sites, not to mention Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, which simulcasts this program, and, of course, our new website at onpodium.com. We will keep you posted about how the Vanzettas are doing, and I have no doubt that they're going to make it, and maybe make it big. For some people, it may be too early to say how this new wave of entrepreneurs are going to go or how many of them will ultimately succeed. But you got to favor the – and you have to favor the odds that with smart TV sets and devices increasing their capacity, increasing their capabilities, bringing interactivity to the mix, next-gen television starting to move in major markets around the country, which will open up more channel capacity, and, of course, the multi-channel bundles opening up capacity as well, that there's a great chance that many of these entrepreneurs might just make it. Will any of them become the next NBC Universal, the next Warner Brothers Discovery, the next Paramount, the next Disney? Keep in mind this. Back in 1985, a man named John Henricks put together an independent service called the Discovery Channel. And who would have thought that so many decades later, that Discovery Channel would grow to become Warner Brothers Discovery today, and one of the behemoths of television? You never know. It's very possible. And now, a comment. One of the big events in this city, the Tribeca Festival, is about to wrap up this weekend. It's been an amazing festival, particularly in light of television. A lot of great upcoming programs and current programs are being screened here. Hulu's new series, The Bear, AMC's Better Call Saul wrapping up its run, the new the second season of the epic series Bridge and Tunnel with Ed Burns, ESPN's upcoming series on Derek Jeter, the captain. We mentioned Bill Nye recently, his series, new series for Peacock, The End is Nigh. Another highly anticipated new series, the TV adaptation of A League of Their Own. Menudo's Forever Young, which premieres later this month on HBO Max. Pantheon, AMC's first hour-long animated series. The Black Comedy Revolution, being put together by Time Studios for A&E. Supreme Team, a docuseries for Showtime, the upcoming Hulu series Victoria's Secret, Angels and Demons, and under the Tribeca Now banner, four new scripted pilots and two new unscripted pilots. It's been a terrific festival, and congratulations to one and all who organized it and is making it possible to happen. At the same time, I have to confess that I deeply regret that we have not done a segment on the festival this year. We have in the past, whether it's been covering the organizers of the festival, what they've done to make TV a very big part of it, or to showcase some of the TV series pilots. I know a number of years ago, we showcased a pilot called Two Sentence Horror Stories, which later became a three-season series on the CW. One of the most unique anthology shows to come along in quite some time, and a very diverse one at that. We tried. A few weeks before Tribeca started, we communicated with the public relations people from Tribeca to have one of the organizers on to get a press pass to cover the events in person, whether red carpet or talks, etc., and to have one of the scripted pilots, one of the unscripted pilot makers on this program. As of this very moment, not one of the publicists at Tribeca Festival contacted us, had the decency, had the foresight, had the willpower, despite the fact that we've covered Tribeca and I've covered Tribeca for years. For MediaVillage.com, for this program, before that, for Trade Press, no one in publicity at Tribeca Enterprises, Tribeca Festival, had the willingness to contact me back and let me know what's going on, right up to this moment. I find that inexcusable, really inexcusable. We weren't asking for much. We were asking for either getting a press pass and or having the pilot series makers or somebody from Madrid on the program. And it really surprised me that, again, as of this moment, not one Tribeca public relations person found it courteous or had the courtesy to contact me back. I really hope that this is a one-off, that this is a screw-up, that was a breakdown, because I think our relationship with Tribeca has been terrific. We've also covered their efforts to do, on some years, a separate TV festival, which they've done at least once. And we stand ready at some point to have another chance. So I want you to know that the door is open. If any of these Tribeca pilots, scripted or unscripted, become a series, we'd love to have the creators on and do it through Tribeca's PR team. And obviously, we would like to be part of the Tribeca scene next year. And we will try to find out where this breakdown happened. I'm considering it a breakdown. Yes, I'm deeply disappointed. I'm shocked at the non-courteous attitude, or what appears to be non-courtesy by the way, by part of Tribeca's people, and I'm willing to sort of let it go and make amends if we can get communication back in order, and I hope we will. And we'll keep it posted. Now, I want to segue this thought to another thought, a bigger thought, and here's why I'm tying the two together. It is time for this city to have a TV festival of its own. It's been way too long since we had one, and we did have one for a long time, over a decade and a half, actually, the New York Television Festival. The programming director back in 2007 was our first guest nearly 15 years ago when we started this program, and we've had a great relationship ever since. We've showcased the organizers, Terrence Gray, former Comedy Central executive, and partner Aaron Day. We have focused on the pilot winners of the various competitions at the New York TV Festival, and for years, this was a marvelous festival that not only was a New York standout every year in terms of public events, it also really created the TV festival movement that was duplicated by Sirius Fest in Denver, ATX in Austin, Texas, ATV in Atlanta, so on and so on and so forth. The last New York Television Festival was, believe it or not, 4 years ago, 2018. There was supposed to be one in 2019. At the very last minute, it was canceled. At the time, Terrence and Aaron and crew said, we want to upgrade the festival. We want to give more people a chance. We want to give more opportunities to network with the key TV players and open up more opportunities in television for the independent people who want to be in the media. That was supposed to happen in 2020. It didn't because of the pandemic, among other things. And since that time, Terrence, Aaron, the festival organizers have been incommunicado with everybody, whether it's been with yours truly, the mayor's office of media entertainment, who worked with the festival for years, their PR rep, Lippin Group, everybody. Meantime, the other TV festivals around the country have thrived in the face of the pandemic. And this year, Sirius Fest got back in person, did great. expanding its horizons along the way. ATX did great in Austin, Texas. ATV in Atlanta did great. Catalyst, coming up later this year, did great. And, in fact, inspired the start of Aperture because they're using some of their scripted and unscripted TV pilots and series to get their network off the ground. And it also inspired some of the film festivals to be more involved with television, like Dance with Films in Los Angeles, like Tribeca to get a TV festival going separately at least 1 year, like Bentonville, Gina Davis event coming up later this month, which will be showing, by the way, I believe 7 pilots, scripted and unscripted, at their place in Arkansas, and on and on and on. And let's not forget Norfolk in Long Island, which we've covered off from the get-go. And they plan, I'm sure, to be bigger and better than ever this year, especially now they can have live audiences again in a major way. With all that happening, it just seems, coming across to me, that it is incredible that we cannot have a TV festival for this metropolis. And it's time that that absence come to an end. It is time for somebody, any organization, some party, to step up to the plate and get this festival back on its feet and running. There are people out there in this city that can do it. The Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment, whose chief, Andy Castillo, has done a fantastic job getting New York City film and TV production back on its feet and even bigger than ever before. Maybe Steiner Studios, the people behind the main New York Production Center that will be hopefully opening before the end of this year and running the biggest TV production studio in this city, in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. And they just keep expanding, expanding, expanding all the time. Maybe it's what used to be called Independent Filmmaker Project, IFP, now Gotham Film Studio, which for many years put television into IFP Film Week every year. And yes, Tribeca, who've had the experience of doing a separate television festival before, and they can bring that experience, what they did great, what they didn't do great, to the table. Or maybe an outside party. Maybe bring Series Fest in. Maybe bring the organizers of ATX and ATV in. Maybe bring Catalyst in. However it gets done, it's time for this to get done. It is time for somebody, some organization, to make a move and bring the New York TV Festival back to life from the current dead it's in now. This city deserves it. The people who want to break into the TV field with new series, scripted, unscripted, documentary, they want it. They want that exposure. And with so many ways to get a television series off the ground, with so many new television channels, as we just mentioned, with new TV entrepreneurs, independent entrepreneurs for the most part, and in some cases people of color running those channels, and with ways to fund like crowdfunding and equity crowdfunding and blockchain and cryptocurrency and NFTs and spinoffs of all of that, the time is long overdue to have a television festival in New York. Cannot say it enough. And what say you out there? I'd love to hear from you about this. And if you know of anybody or any organization trying to make it happen, let me know. We will showcase that organization, what they're up to on this program. It is time. New York, you brought a lot of things back in the last couple of years in the face of this pandemic. It's time to bring this festival back. It's time to take New York TV making to another level and give this next generation another chance to be seen and respected and on their way. Again, I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Also find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and we'll keep at it. We'll keep monitoring the situation. We are going to try to have Angus Teal, who was with us the last 2 years on this program, back down the road, and we'll bring up the subject again. and see what she has to say. I want to take a moment again to thank all of our guests who were with us on our shows this past Monday and Wednesday, and thank all of you for tuning in. And again, thank you to everybody who's been tuning in the last 48 hours for our Wednesday episode where we showcase Pizetta Media and the executive producer of Iron Chef. By the way, Iron Chef, if you haven't seen it on Netflix, it looks like it's a winner. A bigger and better Kitchen Stadium, Alton Brown back, this new Kristen Kirk co-host, Mark back as the chairman, new group of Iron Chefs, new group of challengers, wilder secret ingredients than before, and big twists and turns. I have a hunch it's going to be a winner. By the way, if you want more details about the show, go to Netflix.com. Again, we will be with you Monday and Friday next week. Yes, we will be with you live on When People Celebrate Juneteenth. Even though it's actually Sunday, along with Father's Day, it will be celebrated in many areas on Monday. And joining us on Monday will be the co-founder and chief executive officer of the new interactive TV application. It was created in Israel. Now it's trying to make its mark here in the United States in the game, Avron Sharon. And 1 week from today, we'll preview the new PBS Kids series, Alma's Way, with its creator and executive producer. You know her from her long-running role on Sesame Street and other things, too. Sonia Manzano will join us live, and we'll have another one of the executive producers as well. I believe that both of them will join us live from Gina Davis's Bentonville Film Festival, where they will be making a presentation about the show down there in Arkansas. That's all coming your way next Monday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up with an episode you missed, anytime you like, the rest of the day and this weekend, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. The www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcast from earlier this month and throughout 2022 so far on all of our podcast sites, whether it is the iRadio Podcast Network and Spotify and Acast, Verbal, Reason, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, TuneIn.com, iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Music also available on Vizio Smart TV sets. Anywhere you find our podcast, our episodes are available to you, as well as our website, tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. It's tomorrowwillbetelevised.onpodium.com. Love to hear from you. What do you think about our news and commentary this Friday? What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Again, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question every week. Our current question, what does TJ in TJ Hooker stand for? A prize in play, the big new novel, The Unexpected Danny Green by Paul Friedman, and the Loud House Christmas set of great cards and envelopes for you to use this coming holiday season. So simonapple04@yahoo.com, that's the email you use. You can also use that email to get involved in our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like coming up that you feel is not getting enough attention, or a current show is not getting enough attention? We want to give it the attention. Let us know. If we use your suggestion on the air, of course, you get the credit. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And again, you can find me on Speaker, our social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. However you communicate with me, I communicate back with you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio and other streamers of this program. Andy Tell is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Bacon is our web coordinator. Lobby Televised was brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you, including your dad, this Father's Day weekend, June 10th weekend, and beyond. For Lobby Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. We all hope you have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Spend it with the fathers you love and the mothers, too. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Love you always. And, of course, if you're celebrating Juneteenth, do that as well. We'll be back on Monday when Juneteenth will be marked in many areas around the country. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcast destinations and our website. Until then, whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe and great. If you haven't checked in with your doctor about being vaccinated, check in. Find out what your medical situation is. Don't forget about all the alternative treatments available to you right now. And then make a choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well, stay tuned. And to all the fathers out there, and mothers too, have a great Father's Day, including you, Dad. Love you always.